It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. As part of WPR's ongoing election coverage, we're featuring interviews with candidates on the 2018 midterm ballot. This week, we're talking with candidates for Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. Democrat Tom Paulswich is a small business owner and Navy veteran, according to his campaign website. He's running against incumbent Republican Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner. Tom, good morning and welcome to the morning show.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Let's start out with why you're running to represent the 5th Congressional District.
Really, a couple different reasons. First and foremost, though, looking back, looking at the history of this country, it's been a while since we've had a vision for where we really want to go. And I look at a congressman like Jim Sensenbrenner, who's been in office for 40 years. He's really not providing any leadership in that area. And I just really feel that we need to create a vision of where we want to get to and put down some goals to say, here's what we need to start doing next in order to start moving the country in the direction we're going. And because we don't have that, right now we're subject to what happens on a daily basis. And I've been talking to a lot of people over the last 6 to 12 months, and people are just anxious about where we are.
Well, on your campaign website, you talk about health care as being a right that everyone in this country should have access to, and universal health care is the only logical solution to our country's health care needs. Is that part of your vision for the future?
Absolutely. We view health care as a right, not a privilege. Most of the other developed countries on the planet have already figured this out, and we're falling behind in regards to health care. And plus, there's so many people who worry about whether they're going to have the health care they need. And the interesting thing now is we have this incredibly expensive system, and people are reticent to actually use it just because they know going into a doctor is going to cost them money that they don't have.
Why is universal health care the only option?
Well, it's not the only option. I think some kind of single-payer system, getting to that is going to take some time. There are about 2.5 to 3 million jobs in the health insurance industry that will have to figure out how to relocate. But the bottom line is people should be able to understand that their health is not going to be an impediment to having a job or starting a business or just living their lives.
Tom Paulswich is a Democrat running in Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. He faces incumbent Republican Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner. How does your experience in finance and as a small business owner relate to the work that you do in Congress?
Yeah, great question. You know, first off, my 6 years in the Navy, those 4 years on a nuclear submarine, really taught me servant leadership. And I'm a big believer in servant leadership. I think people should lead for the benefit of all, not for the benefit of themselves. And then I was in banking. I called it my Wisconsin banking tour. I was in banking for 15 years, really dealing with risk management for banks and dealing with Wall Street. And I had to watch the economy every single day. And I really understand how the economy works. It's really about wage growth. Job growth is great, and it's good to have jobs. Wage growth is the thing that really gets the economy moving and continues moving. And then last but not least is just owning a business with my brother, and we're a business coaching company, and we teach small business owners how to grow their business. We've actually been able to grow about 2,000 net new jobs here in Southeast Wisconsin just over the last 4 years.
One of the problems all across the United States right now is that our infrastructure is in need of a lot of work. Roads and bridges are crumbling. Both parties believe that the country's physical infrastructure needs improvement, but there's disagreement over how to pay for it. As a member of Congress, what would you seek to do?
Well, I think first and foremost, we have to pay for what we've already decided that we're going to have run through the federal government. This tax cut, this previous tax cut that the administration and the Republicans put together, has really created a problem for our economy and our problem for our government. Because right now we're running close to trillion-dollar deficits in an economy that's doing well. You know, if you look over the long term, it really helps to have a government that balances their budget or runs a slight surplus when things are good, so that there's money to prime the pump when we run into a recession. Next time we run into a recession, the budget deficit's going to grow even deeper. We just have to raise taxes to an appropriate level. I don't think anybody wants to pay more taxes, but I think we all understand that we have to pay for the services. I'm a big believer that we need to make government more efficient and more effective and not vilify government. We need to really figure out how to make organizations work better for the dollars that we put into it.
The recent United Nations climate report had some dire warnings about our planet's future. As a member of Congress, how would you address the threat of climate change?
Yeah, climate change is real. It's happening. It's science-based. And right now we have an administration that not only doesn't want to talk about it, but has scrubbed all their websites of any evidence of it. And we really need to move forward and understand that climate change is real. I think probably a couple of weeks ago, the Nobel Economics Prize went to a couple of gentlemen who talked about a carbon tax. And carbon tax idea has been around for decades now. We need to start understanding that the cost of burning fossil fuels has an impact on all of us, and we need to turn that around quickly. I think investing in solar, investing in wind, investing in alternative energy, there's actually more jobs in the alternative energy marketplace than there is in fossil fuels.
So what do you think is the most important issue facing the 5th Congressional District?
I think in this district, it's really about health care. I would say, you know, based on what people want to do with their lives, I think starting new businesses and job portability and mobility is very difficult because people have to understand they need to get their health insurance first, especially if you have pre-existing conditions. So healthcare needs to get fixed because I believe I'm a business owner and I talk to other business owners and we've never understood why we're involved in healthcare. It really doesn't make any sense to have businesses involved when we can get people covered. And in fact, we'll have more job growth because there'll be more businesses that start because people will be able to start a business without having to think about healthcare. But more importantly, we're moving to a different kind of economy, an economy where jobs, people will be much more portable and do a lot more what I call independent contracting. In order to do that, though, they're going to need solid health insurance and health coverage. And I just think it opens up a whole different way of doing business and when we can get everybody covered.
One of the big issues on health care is pre-existing conditions. That's the center of a lot of debates. The idea that the ACA would go away and we would no longer have that kind of coverage is one of the things that's been an issue in the campaign. How would you address this?
Well, it's interesting because I think both parties right now are talking about they don't want to get rid of the clause where you can get insurance with pre-existing conditions, and they don't want to get rid of the clause that you can cover your children up to age 26. So both parties in an agreement on that, but one party's talking about getting rid of the ACA, and if you get rid of the ACA, you actually get rid of those two things. So what I don't understand is why the Republicans aren't passing a bill to codify that and say no matter what happens, we're going to have those pre-existing conditions covered and children up to age 26 covered. Because here at the state level, Brad Schimmel, our attorney general, is suing to get rid of those clauses. And to me, if you're going to sue to get rid of them and then talk about how you're going to keep them, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
The last Congress left behind a lot of unanswered questions about immigration, for example. As a result, the issue will likely be a priority when the next Congress convenes. Both parties agree there needs to be something done, but there's no agreement on what the fix would look like. What would be your approach?
As far as the wall goes?
Well, as far as immigration policy in general.
Immigration, you know, we're a country of immigrants, and I think it's really important for us to understand that we need immigration to grow our economy. Right now, there's about 1.1 job openings for everyone who's unemployed right now who wants a job. So immigrants are not coming here to take our jobs. They're not coming here to commit crimes. They're coming here to work. And there's a lot of jobs, especially in Wisconsin, there's a lot of jobs that immigrants do. And I think it's important for us to, you know, fix immigration in a way that we make immigration easier and faster because it really helps our economy. There's only really two ways to grow the economy is people either make more money and spend it or we make more people. And immigration provides an influx of people that want to be here and want to participate and want to help grow the economy.
Congress, much like the rest of America, is extremely polarized at the moment. Our legislators and our neighbors feel pretty strongly one way or another on almost every issue. How would you work to address the country's needs in a bipartisan way?
Yeah, there's a couple of things going on right now. There's a group called No Labels. There's another group that's working on creating a different infrastructure in Congress so that more bills see the light of day. I think a while ago there were a lot more bills that used to come to actual vote and get passed in Congress, and we've really narrowed that down because of partisanship. So I think it's important for us, especially for me when I get there. One of the things is running in this, I will call it a red area as a Democrat, is when I go to Washington, I'm going to have to work to solve issues from a bipartisan standpoint. I personally believe that's good for the country also. I think there's a lot of ways that we can work together. I'm a business owner. I've been working with other business owners in Waukesha County. You know, very rarely do we talk politics, but most of the time we talk about issues that need to get solved. I'm part of the Waukesha County Business Alliance. I'm part of the Economic Development Council there. And we talk about things that need to get fixed, like workforce development and trades, jobs. So there's a lot of things that we can work on. But the bottom line is Congress has to really understand that they work for the people and not for the special interests.
What would you like to leave us with? Why should listeners cast a ballot for Tom Paulswich?
Couple different things. Well, first off, it's Tom Paulswich.
Oh,
so,
sorry.
That's all right. I've been correcting people through the campaign because it's one of the hardest parts is getting your name out there. But the bottom line, the reason why I'm running and the reason why I think we need things to be different is we need people who want to work together. And we need people that understand we have some serious issues and we need to start solving those serious issues. And we need to get going on them now. Climate change can't wait. We can't wait another 2 years to see if this Congress or the next Congress is going to be able to do something. Healthcare needs to get fixed. Education, we need a lot more education reform. Student loan debt is crushing. There's a whole bunch of things that we need to get working on. And right now we keep electing people that aren't really interested in changing those things. And these are big picture items. They're not going to be easy to solve. But at a minimum, we should be talking about them. We should be passing laws that at least start to change those things. And that's what I want to do. I want to go to Washington and I want to start getting things done.
All right. And that's where we'll leave it. Tom Paulswich, thank you so much for joining us this hour.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Tom Paulswich is a Navy veteran and small business owner, according to his website, and is running as a Democrat to represent Wisconsin's 5th congressional district. He faces incumbent Republican Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner, who we will also be talking with. I'm John Munson. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to this program on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.